Oh my goodness! You get something free today, Naughty Monkeys! It's a free audiobook download. That's right, because today's show is brought to you by Audible. So please visit audiblepodcast.com/sexnerd. I'm using my sexy indoor voice for this. Ooh, free audiobook, yum. Hey, listen whenever or wherever you want, just like the podcast. Oh my goodness, at the bus, at work, I won't tell your boss, it's secrets. So Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from, every genre, even sex nerd genre. I'm talking about Mary Roach's Bonk. You know that book? Please tell me you've read that book. If you haven't read that book, you should totally download it for free. Chapter 2, Dating the Penis Camera. Well, that just sounds like a chapter made for you and me. Ah, nerds. I love us. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/sexnerd for a free audiobook download. Bye-bye, Naughty Monkeys. Enjoy the podcast.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome to the Sex Nerd Sandra Podcast.
Whoa, what are these kids doing in here? Hey, if you're under 18, go ask your mom. Now that we're alone, let's start the show.
Felicio!
Oh, that's good. I like that. Cunnilingus, do cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Very
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa, nice voice.
Oh my god, Naughty Monkeys. Hello. Hi. Hey, monkeys. Where are you at right now? Are you walking through the schoolyard? Are you a PE teacher right now? Because somebody emailed me who said that that's what they do. They listen to the podcast while they are a school teacher.
Don't do that?
No, I think they'll laugh. Why not? I think it's hilarious. It's not.
Yeah, it's fine.
This is an educational.
There's kids, though. There's kids in proximity.
In your ear. It's just in your ear.
There's kids in your ear?
No, the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I know that it's technically okay. I know. I know it's fine.
Don't judge.
Don't judge. It's kids, man.
Oh,
don't
my God.
Fuck with kids.
Okay, so today's episode, we're talking about long-distance relationships. I know some of you out there might be going to different colleges than your sweetie. You might be stationed overseas. Lots of reasons why couples may not be close together. So, we're going to talk about that. But first, a word from our calendar. Dave, do you
but
have
first,
any...
But first, a word from our calendar.
Do calendar voice. Do calendar voice.
Do I have a calendar voice?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
But first, a word from our calendar.
Yeah, what do you have going on?
I will be in Denver for a week over Christmas.
What?
So I have a bunch of shows in Denver. They're listed in the Denver area. Almost all of them are in Denver. I think I might have a show in Pueblo or Fort Collins. Not totally sure about those yet. But the day after Christmas, I have two shows in Denver proper. One is called Too Much Fun. It's going to be Too Much Fun. Oh, God.
It's Too Much Fun.
And then I'm also doing a show called The Grolics, which I've never done before, but three of my favorite comics run that show, and it is apparently the best thing ever. So I hope that you could come to one of those. Right. Or just go to my website, davetotheross.com, and under shows.
You know,
you can find where to buy tickets and stuff.
I Googled you a few days ago to look up something bio-related, and I just typed in Dave Ross, and davetotheross.com came up first. It beat out daveross.com.
No way.
Yes.
That's huge, man.
Yeah.
That other Dave Ross has been fucking my shit up on Google for like years, man.
You're first now.
That's great. Do you know what an uphill battle it was to get just on the front page of Google? That dude is really popular in liberal talk radio. I like liberals and talking and radio, but fuck you, bro.
No, I understand. I understand.
I'm a little... He also owns DaveRoss.tv, DaveRoss.net, and DaveRoss.org.
Oh, he was a smart... P.S., if you ever have a child, anyone, buy that child's URL name so that they can own that.
That's a really good idea.
Good idea, yeah.
Very, very good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, unless your child's name is Dave Ross,
then
buy
off.
Me that URL, whichever one you were to buy, daveross.co.uk.
You leave it to that kid in your will.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Intense. Oh, my God. Can you leave a URL in your will? That's an interesting idea.
You definitely can.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could leave a body part in your will.
Ooh.
I leave my leg to my uncle.
It seems
That seems like something someone would do.
Yes. I think there are issues, actually, with body parts just sticking around. I don't know. Taxidermied, maybe. I don't know.
Would you taxidermy a human leg? Would someone do that? I'll bet you there's someone who would do that.
Yeah. I'm sure there... And plastination. That's...
What's plastination?
Body Worlds? You know? Okay, this is so not
sexual. Would you turn it into the major award?
It's sexual it's to someone. Leg. Rule 34.
Or a lamp.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, major award. Plastination is when you...
Make something organic
turn,
plastic?
Yeah, an organic thing into... plastic. It's I don't know how it's made, but some German guy invented it, and that's when Body Worlds went around to all the different natural history.
Oh, is that what that was called? Body Worlds.
Yeah, and plastination is how they made it. I got to hold a human lung.
Whoa.
Yeah, and a heart.
Me too, but that's because I'm a serial killer.
Ooh. Yeah. Awkward time. Okay, so you have
I would hope that it would be a more intense feeling than awkward where I am fucking murdered.
Run, guys, run. Our guests start at the table just like, oh, no.
Have a great time.
So
having a good time.
Having a great time.
Oh my God.
Don't feel safe. Don't feel safe.
What's the word?
What's the safe word? Run.
So in terms of my dates, I know off the top of my head, I am teaching at Good Vibrations on a Monday and Tuesday in late February. I don't have the dates though right in front of me. But yeah, now that I'm finishing up, I mean, grad school applications are kind of coming to a close in December, and I can look forward to 2013 being a lot of travel. Nice. There's actually a lot of travel that's being planned right now, so it's pretty exciting. Probably not Australia. Sorry, Australia. Just keep tweeting that you want us to come down there.
Yeah, that'd be great. I hear that Melbourne's great.
Mm. Oh, I just, and there's actually some really sex positive people doing amazing things there.
Really?
Yeah, there's a sex geekdom meetup that this woman, Kate McCombs, I think her name is. Ooh, I met her once and she's so cool.
I know this name. I know that name.
Yeah, she's online and she's really rad. Anyway, so Australia, you've got some really cool sex nerds down under. It's hot. Okay.
So go to sexnerdsandra.com and or davetotheross.com.
And increase her.
And that's been our calendar. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, calendar.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do that with every topic we discuss.
All right. Good.
And that's been that discussion.
So.
Gunshot.
That just happened.
So swiveling my
chair. Well, that happened.
Swiveling my chair
this
over
week
this
on
way.
That happened.
Adrian, Jeremy, welcome to the studio. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
So the Gonzalez's are here. Oh, I like that as a plural.
Gonzalez's?
Gonzalez's, yeah. Apostrophe at the end.
It's pretty good. Is it Z apostrophe?
It's Z apostrophe.
Really? Oh. That's the proper way to do it?
Yeah.
That's like...
That makes sense.
APA mm-hmm. style? All right. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do apostrophe S anyway because...
Gonzalez's.
That'd be possessive.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, it would be ES that I would be doing. Look, it's really nice to meet you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Run.
Run.
Still a murderer. Oh, God. Yeah. So I have... You two are recent acquaintances, like within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've made friends. Adrian, you and I bonded. Can I tell everybody where we bonded?
Yes.
We met randomly at Lightning in a Bottle, which is a music festival that's in the Southern California area. Adrian is a very spiffy, fantastic human being. We've become
thank
lovely
you.
Friends.
Thank you.
Hello. And then
as
I recently... Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. We're friends.
We had so much fun. waiting for the Rasta bus.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were waiting for the Rasta bus.
Forever.
Yeah, that time. Oh, it's because someone threw up in it, and that's
yes.
why I know. Yeah, music festival. Sometimes the bus shuttle that blares Rastafarian music or reggae. Yeah. Rastafarian, I don't even know what that is. Reggae music can't operate because someone threw up.
I think it's not sometimes.
And then you
it's
jump
often.
In the back of a truck. And
oh, yeah, you jumped in it. Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy
oh,
weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is the most relatable story I've ever heard.
Ever.
I had a dime for every time someone puked in my Rasta bus.
In talking to Adrian, I found out that you two, we've been together for about 10 or 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For the very first 2 years of your relationship, it was long distance.
Yep.
Correct.
Where were you two? Like, tell me, okay, how did you meet? And how does that happen where you meet and then suddenly you're...
Well,
long
I was
distance?
On E in a tree and I drove the Rasta bus.
If I hadn't cleaned up puke that day, we never would have met.
Thank God for vomit, man.
Are we allowed to use corporation names?
Yeah, I mean, let's not get crazy.
Well, I own McDonald's. And I...
So I worked at a place where there's a green siren on your everyday coffee cup. And
Oh, okay, coffee shop.
Yes, yeah. I worked at Starbucks, and he worked at Jamba Juice next door.
Right next door.
To each other, and so we met on a break.
Holy crap, that's adorable.
Yeah, and we both were dating people at the time, so there was absolutely no pressure. He dropped the girlfriend card, I dropped the boyfriend card immediately, and we're like, okay, cool, we can talk. And we just talked, and then a few months passed by, and I transferred stores, and he...
No. What were you attracted to each other? How did you feel about each other at first?
No.
We can't skip ahead. What was your first impression? Were you like, this guy? Or what?
Overalls and pigtails.
I had overalls and pigtails on.
So I thought you were talking about you.
How can you not be attracted? She was able to talk to everybody. She came to anybody. When he came to the store, she would just talk to everybody who was waiting for a businessman waiting for their own smoothie. She'd come in and talk to him like, hey.
So was she like super crush worthy?
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. And how about you, Adrian? How are you feeling about the situation?
He was weirdo with a beardo. No, he had a really long beard, and so I just thought that was interesting. Okay. And I'm from Northern California, so I was like, interesting. I like interesting.
So. Okay, so I always like seeing the origins of love. Mm-hmm. You were like, oh, cute girl, got a crush, and you were like, beard guy.
Gross.
Shrug friends,
yeah.
Okay, now, a couple months later,
okay. We run into each other again, and he... got my number and we went out on a date and we were single now.
But you said yes, even though he was just weird guy.
Yeah,
I was like, hey,
he was nice.
Hey, do you wanna maybe hang out?
I love that date question.
And who can turn down
shuffle?
Yeah,
that was it. I mean, write that down. That's how you do
no
it.
Pressure. You don't have to. But like,
I'm gonna jump off.
If you're free ever, yeah.
I'm available to. To hang out.
Yeah, so we went...
Do you like sports?
No, right. So we went and hung out, and I was actually, in hindsight, I wasn't over my ex-boyfriend at the time. We were both single, but I just wasn't in a place where... I was like, he literally could have been, like, leaping across and, like, doing pirouettes, and I'd be like, yawn, because I just wasn't in a place to do that.
I also love that that's what you're into.
Yeah.
He could be doing pirouettes, and I wouldn't have even married him.
Hey, I'm in theater. No. So then a few months went by and I had just finished school and I went into Jamba Juice and I ran into his friend and got a juice and I left. And apparently his friend called him and said, hey, Adrian was in here and she asked about you. So he called me.
So
he lied.
Totally
his friend
lied.
Liar face.
Yeah,
lied
but
my face.
If without Henry, we wouldn't have had this spark.
Yeah, thank you, Henry.
The love that flowed from that one little lie.
I know.
Well, I called him like, hey, I heard you were asking about me.
And I was like, I did? Did I talk about it? Maybe I did. Yeah, okay.
I remember doing that.
Yeah. And then we went out and I was like, okay, so I'm moving to New York in 2 months. I don't want anything. We can hang out. We can be friends and nothing more.
Nothing serious. I'm like,
nothing serious.
No problem. I'll just hang out with you every waking minute you're alive.
Were you like that crushing on her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Because sometimes it's difficult when there's so much interest from one. Because it's also like a relationship thing. Like, how do these things develop? Like, so much interest on one side and not much interest at all on the other in terms of romantic stuff.
Yeah. He beat me down. He's a stalker success story.
It's very true. I did stalk her.
Run.
I know. Run.
Successfully. All that.
Successfully. So then we just every day, like very slowly, started talking. And what happened was I went on a road trip and with my friend Terry. And she and I were, and I was trying to talk about this other guy. But she's like, you know, you talk about Jeremy a lot. I'm like, no, I don't. She's like, yeah, you do. Everything's about Jeremy. I'm like, oh, crap. I will not do long distance. She's like, you may say that, but okay.
So did you feel your heart like unlock a little? Like, oh my God.
I literally had a song come on the radio that like spoke to me and I was like, I need to go home now. And like, okay. And this is the cheesiest part. So it was 4th of July. And at the time he lived on the beach at Newport. And he's like, hey, let's go for a walk. And it's sunset. He has this huge party going on. And we walk away from the party. We go down to the beach. We're standing there. I'm watching the sunset is like on my left. And the moon's rising on my right. He's standing behind me. I look out in the ocean. I'm not joking. Two dolphins jump out of the water. And I'm like, are you serious, universe? All right. All right.
That cost me a lot of money, by the way.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. Also, I was one of the dolphins.
Yes. I thought I recognized you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. I know. Yeah, that is the cutest thing of all time.
Yeah. So, that and is, then I turned, yeah. I literally.
Oh, wait, how long after the road trip or the in the car where you realized it? Like, had, did he
Three
know
days?
Yet? And did he know yet that it, you had turned?
No.
You had turned.
No, he didn't know yet.
Zombie. Love zombie.
No. And literally, the dolphins jump out. I looked up and went, are you kidding me? And then I just turned around and started kissing him.
Make out. Lots of,
yeah,
lots of good.
Like right on the beach. There.
Solid make out on the beach.
Yeah. And then it was on.
Was your heart singing?
He was worried about paying
yeah,
the dolphin.
Singing.
Throbbing? The throbbing?
Throbbing is a better word for my heart. Okay. Right there.
All
right.
Your heart?
Heart was definitely throbbing also. Palpitating.
Yeah. And then a month later, I moved to New York. So,
oh.
Yeah. So we spent a lot of time together, and my sister, and I was the bridesmaid in my sister's wedding, and then I invited him as my date. So he met my family 3 weeks into our relationship.
The entire family.
Wow.
At a wedding.
That is
that I'm
so
not
crazy.
By him. He had to sit with my mom at my mom's table. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm going to do a toast. Oh, now I'm going to go sing. Oh, goodbye.
What? Okay.
He was
whoa.
Like,
oh,
total good sport all the way.
Hi, Mom.
What changed? I mean, you were so like, you know, yawn fest, whatever, going on, let's be friends, I'm moving.
I'm awesome.
And then, I mean, was it that you just weren't seeing the awesome and then suddenly you saw the awesome because a friend pointed out the awesome?
Yeah, I didn't realize how much I liked him because I was so focused on, I refused to do a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd had not really great relationships before that. So it's like, why would I add that extra, you know, obstacle? So for me, I kind of wanted to go to New York, a free agent, and just live it up.
Get crazy. Sow some seeds.
Yeah, exactly.
I know for me, I didn't even consider the long distance part. I was just so focused on her. Just like, this is it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to spend as much time as possible on this. So I don't even see the long distance part of that at all until she's going on a plane.
Right. And
when you could walk up to the gate then.
Mm-hmm. You could still walk up to the gate for only two more weeks.
Oh, was that right?
Oh,
before
9/11?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you could, yeah, I remember when they shut down, you couldn't go to the gate anymore, mm-hmm. the airport. No more romantic running to the gate scenes.
Really? And I remember my mom and him walked me to the gate and I hugged him, my mom, goodbye. And I hugged him goodbye and he whispered in my ear, I'm going to marry you.
Whoa, that could be really creepy or really romantic. Uh-huh.
How did it turn out pretty
How'd
good?
It go?
Turned out pretty good.
How long have you two been married?
Three and a half years.
3 years.
Oh.
I would have said three.
Wait, so was that, did that warm?
That is hilarious.
Did it warm the cockles of your heart?
It's funny. I thought it was one.
Damn. Sure. Yeah, okay. It does.
Good work, Jeremy.
Oh, thank yeah, you. I totally.
We had to catch her before she got away.
I know.
It helped. It helped a lot.
Yeah. So, and 9/11 actually was, as horrible as it was, it brought us closer together because it was just so scary being there.
Oh, so immediately after you moved there, too,
yeah.
right?
2 weeks. Yeah,
so you just started a long-distance relationship. Mm-hmm. You're in a school that's cutthroat, and everybody wants to knock you down, mm-hmm. and then September 11th.
Yeah. God. And the dorms had just been built, so there was no internet.
What school were you going to?
Manhattan School of Music.
Wow.
It's like 123rd and Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so... yeah, so I saw the second tower fall from the dorms. From this guy, I just started walking around listening for people that were on, because all we had was a radio. We didn't have cable or TV yet. Not because of the times, because the building wasn't finished being built. And
it was in the Amish phase.
It was, totally. So we're all like, and so I went and like knocked on his door and then went, whatever. So, yes.
Okay.
So it was crazy. And then my cousin got married a month after my sister did. And I sang in her wedding, so I had to come back here. Mm-hmm. And so I came back, and that was a month later. And it was really hard for him to get me back on the plane because I didn't want to go back. So I was like, I want to stay.
I was in a long-distance relationship, and I went to school up at Humboldt State mm-hmm. University for a semester. And he was at San Luis Obispo. And it's like a 9-hour drive mm-hmm. plus through like the redwoods and curving and dangerous like in the middle of the night, and I just had this like relationship breakdown and like drove like 9 plus hours just get to him by like morning and was like I need hugs. I just got started. Yeah. So I know the feeling of like, you mean I gotta get in my car 2 days later and go back?
Yeah.
But I feel so much feelings.
Yeah. So, but yeah. And then that was, I mean, we just made it an issue to see each other. We did 4 weeks, every 4 weeks, either I came here or he went there. So it was Orange County to New York.
I usually won because she'd have to come home for Thanksgiving and the Christmas break. So I wouldn't fly out as often as she would fly back. But still, you'd fly into JFK, you know, it's 5 hours in and then you're taking a subway in for couple hours and you have to take a cab in and walk to her place, so it's an 8-hour travel day, and then you wouldn't have that much time to hang out, like less than a day, less than 24 hours to actually see each other, because you'd have to spend the whole time getting back to the airport
going all the way back home.
But sometimes I would meet you and we would do that travel once you're there.
They'd meet me at the airport and it was that was cool.
And like fall asleep on each other on the subway.
Because we're exhausted.
You guys are a montage.
It's hilarious.
Dolphins.
I know, dolphins.
Subway. It's like.
And tragedy. The then decade. We rose.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, Dave, you and I have both been in a long distance relationship, right?
Oh, yeah.
With each other.
Yeah. We're in one right now.
Yeah, we're so far
emotionally.
Away.
Emotionally.
The distance.
Yeah, I have. I was in a long distance relationship though that was like that was very, very epic, very dramatic, very emotional. But then when it became not long distance, it became bad. It was not good, the relationship. It is not a parallel to your situation at all.
So you'd started out long distance and then when you got in the same city, it got awkward.
Yeah, well, I should have known beforehand. It was more like, it was the type of thing where what we didn't have was the 2 months that you guys had before you moved away.
Mm-hmm.
I met her. She was like visiting. She came to visit a friend and then drive back to Michigan with her. And we just liked each other and we, you know, found each other online and talked a lot and then started talking on the phone and then liked each other so much that we just sort of were like, well, I guess we're going to be dating now. I don't know. I don't want to hook up with anyone else.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was really sweet and cool. And then we started visiting each other. And the second to last time, like the time before I went to like bring her to LA, I went to like, she and I drove to LA. The time before that, she was really distant. And I should have known. I should have just broken it off then. But I was so like crazy about her. I was like madly in love with her. And she was with me too, I think. It was just, we just weren't around each other, so we didn't find out that we didn't get along in certain ways, which is a big danger, I think.
And that's something I want to ask about you two, that once you came back to the same city, there is that shift of, oh my goodness, now we're...
Yeah. I had a huge fear.
That was, yeah,
huge
I was a little scared about that, too.
Because, you know, we're together 24 to 36 hours, except for holiday breaks. You can always put your best person forward for 48 hours. You can be the most amazing person ever. And then all of a sudden, you know, it all starts shaking off. And I was just like, what if I'm not the person he thinks I am? What if he's not the person I think he is? You know, what if I went 2 years being... just with him and I could have been hooking up with him. No, I'm just kidding. No. It's like, you know, like, what?
There were so many celebrities in New York.
I know, right? no, but what if all of this, you know, all of that we have put into this is not real? You know?
Yeah. Or was real with these circumstances.
Under the
circumstances. Shifting circumstances.
Or like we need chaos to get along or something like that was my fear. Because we had so much in the beginning that it was like, and all of a sudden, well, it's kind of boring now. But it wasn't. We got back, and it was still a little bit long distance because I was in L.A. and you were in Vista.
That's right, yeah, North County, San Diego.
Oh, so it's still an hour and a half drive or so.
Yeah, so we saw. Then we would only see each other on the weekends. So we, like, slowly got closer to each other the years.
I wonder if that helped because then we didn't immediately, like, you know, move in together. We still had different places at a distance, and we're still slowly getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
So do you two live together now?
We do.
I'm not
I have
sure
my own room
allowed.
Though so
he has his own
room. Definitely
nice. No, seriously, he does.
Nice. It's good.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It's so good to have a separate space.
Yeah, really we sleep in the same bed every night, but he has his own room. All of his stuff is in his own closet, and then I have my own room with all my stuff in my own closet because
I got to decorate my own room, paint it was awesome.
Yeah. You got to choose.
This is the color that I want
room
in my room.
Do you sleep in, or do you switch off?
We usually sleep in her room because it's, well, she's there. It's the cooler room in the house, temperature wise.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just checking. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just curious how these things work sometimes.
No, and so, but sometimes, you know, I feel like, hey, do you want to go sleep in your room tonight? Yeah, that's crazy. It's like a slumber party.
Do you want to come over and hang out? I mean,
I'm just across the hall.
Something might happen.
You might get lucky.
Oh, my God. Do you ever role play like neighbors? Like, oh, hey, I'm just checking the mail. You
do you have any sugar?
Yeah.
Do I?
I like this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, okay. So we've talked about, okay, so we've kind of gotten the arc of your relationship. We've mm-hmm. heard Dave saying, I personally did have a 3-year long distance relationship as well mm-hmm. that did end in the long distance relationship phase. Hmm. But 3 years with maybe travel once a month, maybe 3 times every 2 months, they were only 3 hours away, but still, like, no matter if you can't see the person easily, if they're international or just up the coast, it's difficult no matter where they are
mm-hmm.
because
I agree.
Yeah. Not, there's no proximity going on there. So, and it takes time to travel and get on a plane or to drive. It's, and it takes resources too. Like it's luckily you two had the resources to visit each other once a month, but some mm-hmm. people don't, or it's just too far away. It's crazy sauce. So I wanted to talk about like tips and things like how you two kept the sexy up and like kept the connection up,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I want to like, you know, cause, and Adrian, cause you and I talked and you have amazing ideas.
Thank you.
You came to the Sex Nerd Unite show and like, there was a long distance question that some people had come up. It was a mystery question.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out in the back because she didn't know it was going to be about long distance relationships. And she totally wished
she'd
come
up on stage. I was like, me, somebody tag me in. Tag me in. I want to answer this question.
It was hilarious. All right. So tell me everything. Okay. Because I remember, Adrian, you being the person just yelling out panties.
Yes.
Okay, because the question was, how do you keep it fresh?
Yes.
Someone, their wife was overseas, stationed in Iraq. The question was, how do you keep up that sensuality between people when you're so far away? And I remember you just being like, panties! Send them panties!
Yes.
And it cracked me up. So yeah, did you actually do that?
Yes.
Yeah?
But you have to wear them all day. Not just a pair of sexy panties. You wear them. And then you send them, and then they have your scent. And so
it's not just a new pack.
I don't like,
right,
yeah. I don't go like work out. I just
that's
have a regular
hilarious.
Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The text alone. Huh?
But wear them. Wear them. They're sexy. No. So, yeah, I mean, and that, I'm not, I don't know. Like, it's just something fun and something he would do when he would come
visit.
He would
send you his panties.
Please don't. Nothing. They're just not as cute. I'm sorry.
But maybe a nice shirt or something.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say.
That's what we're doing.
We would have him, he would wear a shirt, and when he would leave to go back to California, he'd leave his shirt, and I'd sleep next to it until, like, the next time I saw him.
Then I could wash it, because it'd be filthy at that point.
It is almost painful how adorable you guys are.
We would just, like, I'd be like, meow.
Did you put it on a pillow so you could treat it like it was him?
No, but I remember there was a pillow that was called, like, it was a him pillow, and it was like, oh, your boyfriend.
Like a torso?
Yeah, it's like your.
Had
it's called
an arm
like,
or something.
Yeah,
it's called
yeah.
your boyfriend. It's like, puts his arm around you. I'm like, it had no head, and it was just so creepy.
Just
to
a
me.
Pillow
I
with
was
an
like,
arm, yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna stay with my
really,
t-shirt.
I, like right on the shoulder. That's right where I'm like, that's like the target for cuddle zone.
Right.
So that would be perfect for me, just to like get on that shoulder. You
right.
Know, just have like the pillow arm
yeah.
around me.
So, and other things that we did, like, my dorm room had like a collage of pictures, and like, he would send me poetry and he would send me stories, and I'd post them on my wall. So like, when I got sad, I could just like look at it and read it.
Stories like, hey, this is what I did today. Or like a,
sometimes sexy, sometimes,
yeah, sometimes sexy stories, but
sometimes poetry,
love poetry
that you wrote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know. sometimes, so some of the ideas that we did that I really liked, I mean, we would check in with each other, of course, but would be finding out like a television show that was playing on both coasts.
Ooh,
at
like
the same
button.
Time. Like, you know, like TBS is like not, uh-huh. it doesn't stay on, it'll say like playing, you know, Eastern time and Pacific, and it's the exact same time
mm-hmm.
in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would find out those kind of shows and then sit and watch them at the same time. So we're like, it's like we're together.
Yeah, just hang out on the phone
That's
watching
cool.
the same show.
Yeah, and like make, and like, the sometimes the advertisements were the same and sometimes they weren't because they were, you know,
different coasts. Places.
Yeah. Different coasts. But so we'd comment on that or whatever. And sometimes there were a few times where we would pick movie times and we'd go to the movies by ourselves, but on the same coast.
Or simultaneously.
Coasts, simultaneously going to see the exact same movie. So it was like a movie date.
Yeah.
And then afterwards we'd immediately call each other. Yeah. And
that is the cutest thing ever.
Talk about what we did. What did you think of
that's
the
so
film?
Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. Like, what'd you think? Oh, I like
we can still do that now. We still do that now. We don't go to the movies together.
Yeah.
We go to different
Do you role play long distance relationship? One of you like goes to a hotel.
I'm just a student. Yes. One of the like really cute things is we would just sit on the phone and because I was at music school, I was working on music, so I just have the phone on. I mean, we had unlimited minutes, of course, clearly. And I would just be practicing. I'd be learning music. I'd be translating. I'd be doing whatever I was doing.
So you two would have the audio going. Where you would
So it was like we were hanging out together. We just weren't on the same coast.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like what Skype is now, what people are able to do with Skype. I think, man, if we had Skype, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. You know, video that knows? Action.
Yeah, right? Or be like, wow, you chose that today, did you? That was the choice you made. All right. No. But, and he plays ukulele, so he would play ukulele while I was, like, falling asleep. Like, if I was really stressed out about a final.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
It's just the cutest
thing
ever. I'm
going to hang myself.
That's what I should have said.
I'm my own next victim. No, that it's, like, the sweetest thing ever. All this stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah.
One time I worked in a warehouse at the time and they called my name over the intercom and she had ordered a pizza and paid for it and had it delivered to my work for my lunch.
From New York.
That is
from
so cool.
Because I was like, okay, he sent me flowers. That's what chicks like. But what do dudes like? Okay, pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a pizza. It's like flowers.
And there was like a watch and a wallet on the pizza.
And a tie.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Soap on the rope.
That's so cool. Gym membership.
And a Playboy.
Yeah, exactly. Can I have a man pizza?
Yes.
It's just when you put Playboys on a pizza.
Yeah. Or just pepperoni with her nipples.
Yeah.
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 You'll never look at pizza the same.
Now I can't eat it. The areolas are looking at me. No, that's really cute. I once sent my partner a happy birthday basket and he hated people knowing that it was his birthday, but it was like comical, so like I'm so, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And then I sent just a giant gift basket of cookies from a local company called Cowboy Cookies. It's a small little bakery in this small little town. And they ended up being the most amazing cookies in the world. And so now I have this like forever love of Cowboy Cookies.
Yes.
That nice. Was a misspo.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's how we discovered. That's just a special story for me of
cookies.
Well, cookies and going out of your way to send someone that you're dating far away food, you know, kind of nourishment. Like, there's something homey about doing that.
Well, yeah, she was in college, so I would send ramen or
mac and cheese.
I sent a pack of
Nutri-Grain bars.
Send her vegetables. Jesus.
No, Nutri-Grain bars, but I ate one because I was hungry.
So the box is open. He's
the
like,
box is open.
Sorry.
That's really cute.
Like, marked, he said six, he like crossed it out and put five.
That's so funny.
I was poor and hungry. I'm sorry about that. They're delicious, though.
I know. You're the taste tester.
You will enjoy them.
Yes.
So, sexually, how was it? I mean, did you two kind of... Because you said that like, he wrote you sexy poetry sometimes. But in just... Because also, you're not that close physically to her except once a month.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're around people in your environment that you might be attracted to or crushing on. And... You might be jonesing for some closeness. How did that play into it?
It was we would do phone sex with each other.
What are you doing? What are you wearing? Did it start with what are you wearing?
I always laugh when anyone says what are you wearing. So I was like, I'm not wearing what you want me to be wearing. So what am I supposed to answer
right,
to that?
Right.
What's
I'm
the
wearing
right
is snow pants.
Yeah. Banana peel.
I'm wearing one banana peel.
I'm not going
to
tell you where
it is. I don't know how to dress myself and I don't know how to be sexy. I'm wearing a banana peel. I won't tell you where it is. Hint, it's in my butt.
Little slippery.
I like that you're swaying while you say that.
A little slippery.
That's the graham cracker.
So phone sex. Define phone sex for you.
Mutual masturbation on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dirty talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely dirty talk.
Yeah.
What if there was no dirty talk? That would be...
I am currently masturbating. Yeah.
So, what's up with you?
Oh my God, I hate this teacher. So, hold on. Oh God. And then...
What was that?
Awesome.
Wait, nothing. Don't talk for
nothing.
A second.
Nothing. Just be quiet. Shh.
Now, just say nothing. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up.
I hate your face.
So did you two do like a role play sort of like we're in person type dirty talk, or was it more like, God, I'm thinking about you, or like what's your type? Because we haven't really talked about phone sex on the show, so I'm just so curious.
I think it was just what I'm doing to you, like, hey, I'm touching you here, and then she's like, oh, okay, I like it when you touch me there. I'm going to touch you here. Just like, I guess playing like we're actually in person.
Yeah. It's kind of like he would dress me in it. He never asked me what I was wearing. He'd be like, you're wearing a skirt and I'm slipping my hand up your skirt right now. And I can
feel
it.
Way to take charge.
Yeah. So like he would tell me what I was wearing. So then I could picture it because I'm like, I don't know. What am I wearing? And then I'd be like, and you're wearing this shirt. Like, because I know what I find, what he wears, mm-hmm. you know. And then when we get turned on, the other one gets turned on. And mm-hmm. so it's like, instead of him going like, I'm wearing my orange one. No, I hate that shirt. Hate that shirt. No, move that shirt. I can't. You can't wear that shirt.
I can't believe you put that shirt on for our sexy time. That's
know,
not
right?
funny.
I'm such a fan of couples right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah, so he would talk about moving his hand up my skirt, and then he would tease me with it, and he'd be like, oh, no, I'm just going in the back, just trying to squeeze your butt cheek or, you know, like, feel your ass. Or
I'm much better verbally than in person.
Oh. No, just meant better than the way I'm explaining it.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's
yeah, that's it.
I thought that's what you were saying, too. Yes, yes, I'm reaching behind you to feel your ass.
I know. It's good.
This is good.
Have you been working out?
Now shut your face.
Actually, the girl that I had a long-distance relationship with, we did a lot of phone sex.
Ooh,
which
tell
was
us.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. I ended up having to take charge most of the time.
With a banana peel?
With the... Well, the thing is that I usually have a banana in my butt.
Yeah.
Peel. Sorry, not the whole thing. That's weird. Yeah. Not
that's
weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Too far, guys. That's just too far.
This week on That's Weird. That's weird.
That's weird.
But one thing we did, it was like, when was this? It was like 2005 or 6 or something. We both had Razor phones, and they can take like terrible photos and terrible video, and the longest video that they can take is 15 seconds long. So she was texting me like photos of herself, mm-hmm. just like, I mean, yeah, of herself. I don't know. I am starting to feel uncomfortable because I'm starting to imagine that she's in the room and we're friends now.
Right.
So that's why I'm not saying like her vagina. Oh God. But she was texting me like photos and I was texting her photos. And then like she sent me like one of the hottest photos I've ever been texted. So I was like, well, I have to one up this. And then so I literally started taking video of myself jerking off.
Yes.
I took two videos in a row. And the second one, at second 14, I came. And then it hit second 15 and it ended.
Yeah.
And I texted it to her. So there's a video, a 15-second video of me masturbating to completion.
That's amazing.
Somewhere out there.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
That you can time it like that. I mean, not that you did on purpose, but either way.
Yeah, it was luck. It was total luck. Mm-hmm. That's something I did in phone sex.
Congratulations. Actually, I bet you felt really proud of that one.
I was. And I don't think it was that hot to her. She just texted me back, wow. Because like, yeah, it's just sort of, I can't believe that worked. You know?
Yeah. She just gave you a high five. It wasn't even sexy.
Yeah, an E high five. Just like
a picture of a hand.
You.
Like
this.
Yeah. I was
exactly. Yeah, her hand. A picture of her hand. Hey, high five.
I can't beat that.
I know.
Ooh, texting high five. Yeah. No, that's like, oh, we've that's really
that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Have you actually done that? Texting
high
five.
Pictures of our hands.
Like, high five.
God damn it. I can't handle how cute this is.
You can just send that to any one of your friends right now. Take a picture and just send it to them, and they'll probably send you a high five back.
Wow, I like that. I've never even thought about that.
Actually, I'm totally going to do that. Yeah.
Anybody, yeah, they'll probably take a picture and send it right back.
Genius!
It's a lot of fun.
Man, I'm going to do this a lot now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's funny is that I have enough friends
pump.
Who...
Yeah, might take that the wrong way.
Oh, fist bump.
Yeah. And I just write fist.
Fist, and they're like,
fist,
no, thank
bro.
You.
I'm not into that.
No, I have people who don't like to high five. Some people just reject the high five, and so it'd be funny to text them high fives, because
yes.
then they'd be like, no, but it's...
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here, right.
What
here.
Else you got? Tell me more tips.
Oh.
Oh.
Sexy more. Time. Sorry. Okay. Check notes. Your notes. They both have
notes.
I just high-fived his phone.
Yeah, high five, guys. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I just high-fived myself with the same hand.
Inception.
Exactly.
Oh, the picture of your hand on your
phone. I'm starting to fade out of photographs.
Johnny, be good.
Sorry. Tell me more.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
What? It's pretty creepy, Sandra. Tell me more. Tell me more now.
Now how about it? What did I do? Honestly, I don't think I was as creative as I could have been in my long-distance relationship.
The thing that I found was, you know, when you masturbate by yourself, you know, you're just by yourself doing your own thing. When you include it and are doing phone sex, you have to be more imaginative. You have to reach out. You have to really think of the other person. And in that, you also find some self-awareness of yourself. And while you're playing, I found that I figured a few things out that I didn't know I even liked. Because he's like, okay, do this, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't even know I liked that. You know, like I didn't know that I could do that because he does that, you know, and so now I'm doing it. And to myself, what he would normally do, or so I thought that was. I think that was really great because you learn more about yourself, and also in that you can play by yourself and do that. You know,
like recalling the phone call, like, hey, I remember we did this, so I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. You're not on the phone with me right now, but I can.
Yeah.
Remember what you did and bring you're back that conversation in my head.
Giving them a.
Care package.
Sex workshop over the phone of how to play with themselves because you know how to play with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Genius. Mm-hmm. Do that, guys. Do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Consensually.
Consensually. Yeah. And, I mean, I have a friend who actually currently is married to someone in the military. Mm-hmm. And they have many, many things that they do to keep it alive sexually. Mm-hmm. One of the games that I like that she does is she puts out, they'll Skype each other, and she'll put out three toys and say A, B, or C. He gets to pick the toy, and then she goes to town on herself, and he just gets to watch.
Oh.
And that sounds super steamy. Like, yeah, I like that. And then sometimes he'll take pictures of her doing that, you know, because you can still frame on Skype, mm-hmm. and then send them to her, like, via email and say, these are what I find sexy about you. Like, this Aww. Picture here
oh,
shows
so
how
cool.
beautiful you are when you do this, and you should never be self-conscious of this, or, you know, like, it's just, he just points out the things that are so beautiful.
Oh, so using that technology to celebrate each other's bodies.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess they also do care packages where they'll send a battery. And it's like, this comes with, you're like, it's like a teaser. This goes to the toy I'm about to send you.
And oh, so they're buying each other sex toys.
Yeah, they buy each other. Uh-huh. And then sometimes when they're together, they'll buy sex toys together and wait and not use them until they're on Skype. Because then it's like, this is the toy you bought me. We were together. Remember that? Yeah.
Oh,
so we picked so this cool. one out together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, there's, these. I know. There's so many, there's really a lot of things that you can do, I think.
You have visual, audio, mm-hmm. tactile things you can do.
It's, yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about this app?
Oh my God, yeah, the Vibe Ease app. Well, we were talking last week's episode about sex toys, and Dave looked up, can you have a vibrator that somebody uses far away through the iPhone, any phone. So, like, if Adrian and Jeremy were far away, Jeremy could operate Adrian's vibrator from where he was. Like, can he do that? And then Dave found a website of a toy that's about to come out.
Yeah, it comes out in February, I guess. They're doing pre-orders right now. Actually, when this comes out, the pre-order thing will be. Yeah, it comes out in February, I think. It's called Vibes. I don't know. I haven't tried it because it hasn't come out yet, but it seems like the coolest thing.
Cool stuff on
in
the internet.
The world. Right now, you can download an Android app, and through the Android app, it just turns whoever's phone into a vibrator using its like vibration system. So, and then you can control that phone from wherever whatever phone you're using with the app. But eventually, in February, when it comes out, you like. One person has the vibrator and the phone, and then the two people, I can't describe this right now. It's because my brain is dead from
Oh, no, it's
turkey
okay.
and drugs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I do lots of drugs. So many. I have so much
hook,
LSD
hook me
in
up,
my
girl.
Brain.
What?
But you know what I mean? Like, you both have the app, and then you control the vibrator through the app long distance with your phone. It's like the coolest
phone
thing.
Phone to phone.
So like Bluetooth to vibrator. To vibrator.
Yeah, phone to phone, Bluetooth to vibrator.
Yeah.
It's great.
Now I just want to go to the
moon?
Combine a few of, yes. I want to go to the moon.
It seemed like you're going to, no, I want to go to the moon. This changed.
Bye. Long distance. I'm going to the moon.
Run.
We can do it.
That's also adorable.
No, now I want to go to the movies and just have him do that in the movies. Like combine all the stories.
At work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Have like in the movies and what you're watching is a video of dolphins jumping out of the water.
Yes, exactly.
And then behind you, 9/11's happening again.
Oh my God, no! But then your vibe goes up. Yes!
This montage got weird.
I don't know what happened.
And now for another episode of That Got Weird.
No, I'm really excited about this vibrator. And honestly, I've seen stuff in the past that really hasn't caught on because it just wasn't there in terms of design yet, in terms of long distance vibrator usage and different sex toys. So I'm excited, guys. 2013
cool.
might be the year
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
wireless long distance.
I want to try the app. Right now, I want
to
see if
to
how
make
that
your
works.
Phone vibrate?
Yeah, to make the phone vibrate long distance.
Just
though
for,
I don't have
science,
a long distance partner.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for
yeah,
science,
right.
totally.
Well, I wonder if you could do it if somebody steals your phone. You could just have it start vibrating in their pocket.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Take that, asshole!
But don't put it there.
No. Oh, my plan's been foiled. Now I've made some stranger thief orgasm.
You're welcome.
So I wanted to change gears in the last little bit that we've got here because, I mean, I had asked a little bit earlier. I mean, kind of. Talked about it, but when it comes to attraction to other people, I mean, were you monogamous for a full 2 years? Did you have any agreements? Like, did you actively talk about whether or not you were going to be available to be with anybody else, or was it just assumed that it was monogamous? I mean, yeah, just how did you handle that?
Well, at the time, for me, I'd never even heard of non-monogamy, so it wasn't even a question of, are we going to be monogamous? So we were monogamous.
Okay.
Basically, when
how it was,
when I turned around and kissed him on the beach, I said, can I be your girlfriend? I mean, and so, like, it wasn't like, oh, I think she's my girlfriend. It's like, no. I asked you, I can't remember.
I declared.
Well, yeah. It was actually in the parking lot afterwards.
You declared, I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Done.
All the rules.
Whether you like it or not. Then I became the stalker, and we did a role reversal.
Do you remember Lisa Frank? That like, do you remember? No, it's a line of like kids' folders and things, and it's like all Technicolor, like ruby colors, like puppies.
Man, where's this going?
Dolphins. No. Just this. I just realized that
all the pink and purples.
Yeah, pinks
yes.
and purples and turquoise.
Yes.
It's like everything.
Totally
pink and purples.
Yeah.
Trapper keepers with like unicorns and dolphins on them and
what
stuff.
Peachy folders.
So this okay. sunset.
Right, I'm with you now.
The moment is now in like constant Lisa Frank colors to me. Like it's
like
all
that.
Purples and turquoises and pinks.
Glitter everywhere.
Just, some glitter.
He hates glitter. Like with a passionately.
We can't be friends.
Hates.
We can be friends.
He will let you have as much as you want.
You can have as much glitter as you want.
Okay, non-judgmental.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
don't bring it around.
It just gets stuck in his beard, and then he has glitter in his beard.
Oh, okay. I understand
that. He's not
manly utilitarian
anymore.
Avoidance. I get it.
No.
So, yeah. So, 2 years. I mean, did you have crushes on other people? Or are you two just, like, totally just so into each other that nobody else, you didn't see anybody else in the world? I mean, how was that?
Well, we still had to, you know, socialize with the rest of the world, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we definitely, I mean, I definitely was just totally into her. I also worked at a restaurant. And working with a lot of hot waitresses, hostesses.
The hostess pants with the sweet booties.
They were pretty sweet.
I just had like a bubble go over my head. Oh, okay.
And we'd all go off to work out after work and hang out, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't be anything. It'd be like just us hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately when, because of the time frame difference, you'd call and say, hey, you know, this is what did you do last night? Well, I went out to work with all the guys and the girls. Well, just the girls from work and and hang out, and that's what it was.
Were there fears, you know, of finding someone, like the other person would find someone?
I never had that fear. I don't think. Which is so crazy. I had it in every relationship I've ever been in.
Like a fear of replacement, or that someone would not be good enough.
Because like, oh, I'm not there right now, and they're hanging out with other people, and oh God, what if somebody cooler comes along? I'm stuck in a different place.
It was very unusual to have this, and this we are so awesome feeling that we didn't even.
Yeah, it was funny because I was in the dorms and people were taking bets when they found out I had a long-distance boyfriend and how long we were only together a month. They're like, yeah, you won't make it to Thanksgiving. And I was like, no, I think we will.
Did you take bets? Did you make money?
I should have. Man, it was just pride bets. Dang it.
Out of spite.
You had a wonderful metaphor.
I met cute guys. I'd be like, oh, he's cute. But I felt like, why would I test drive a Kia when I have a Ferrari at home?
Did you hear that?
Was how I felt. That's right.
Did you hear that? I'm the Ferrari, so
just wanted to
back off. That's cool. That's
like,
really cool.
I just felt like, why would I mess with this when we got along so well? And it's funny because I was when we first started, before we became like boyfriend girlfriend, I was dropping all the things that like scared ex boyfriends away, like just random things about not my past, but like my family or things that I thought were weird or. You know, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, I did this. He'd be like, oh, how did that affect your life? I'd be like, damn it, you're too understanding.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, I got to, because I was really trying before we became. I was like, no. But then we did. And then I actually was friends with more guys than I was girls. And that's kind of just how I am. I've always been that way. Mm-hmm. And he just... But I think I put it out there before he even asked. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to breakfast with so-and-so. And I'd be like, we're just friends. He's okay. A pain in the ass.
You just reassure
yeah,
him
before. I just would, before it was even an issue, like, should I be concerned about that?
I never had a chance to be, like, jealous or anything because she would come out immediately and go, oh, yeah, we hung out with all these guys. Yeah, there's nothing going on. But we hung out and we had a great
time.
Was
that helpful for you?
Retrospectively, yeah. I didn't think of it. It's like, yeah, I wasn't worried. Because it happened before I was even worried, but now I think back, it's like, yeah, that was pretty awesome that you could start with that. Hey, nothing's going on.
Instead of being like, I'm hanging out with Brian.
Yeah. You remember cute Brian?
Yeah, the one with the abs.
Horse the cock.
Drummer. Horse cock. You know, horse cock Brian. I don't know why they call him that. Anyway, I got to go.
I don't know, but he said bikinis are optional. Okay, bye.
Okay, so yeah, reassurance, just being aware of other people's triggers.
Mm-hmm. But we did have social lives. Like that.
Yeah.
Because when I was like thinking about it, I'm like, we did hang out with other people, right? Yeah, we did. It wasn't like, oh, I got to go home. I got to go. It was never.
Lock yourself in your room and not do anything. Yeah.
Very social.
Drinking.
I feel like you two are sort of like the gold star long distance relationship people. Oh, they high fived. Analog high five, not digital.
Yeah.
And it's like amazing because I was in a relationship where there was fear and worry about, and a lot of people have that worry, like, is this, I'm in this relationship. And did that cross your mind? But Dave, like, but then.
Oh, there was
I'm
so
also,
much jealousy in that relationship for me.
Like, I'm worried that they're finding something better, but then I'm also around a bunch of people. I'm curious about, you know, experiences that I might be losing out on where I am, especially for like people in college. And so it's, I think, knowing when you've got something that's solid and being like, no, this is worth this, and when to be like, maybe we need to explore revisit this when we're in the same place, possibly. Because some people do long distance relationship and it's just very difficult and not very fluid, and the communication isn't there. And it sounds like you two had wonderful communication.
Absolutely.
And awareness.
Yeah,
and we were very lucky. Which is why I was so scared when I moved back, because I was just like, this just doesn't seem real. Like, this is just, I don't see anyone that gets along this well. I'm just like, where, okay, I'm going to start looking under the bed now. Where are the hidden things? Like, what's going on? And so I like was very fearful of what was coming next, you know. But because of that.
Was there a difficult... Oh, sorry.
No, we can go on that.
Was there a difficult transition period? Oh, I mean, you two were still far away for a little bit.
Yeah, we still were. It went to weekends.
I think that transition helped tremendously, but I don't think it was that bad. Cool. I was thinking how we were... I know who I was. I think both of us did figure out who we were as a person first. Mm-hmm. whereas all of our peers were trying to figure out what they wanted to be when they grew up and where they were going in life.
Ooh, good life knowledge. Figure out who you are before you try and figure out what you want to do.
So, whoa. I mean, now I don't know where I'm going, but...
Okay. I don't know what I want to be.
You inspired me. We're done.
But I know who I am.
But I know who I am. And I think that definitely helped because we know exactly who we were. And we still evolved, so we still have changed. But knowing who we were to start definitely, I think, helped. Because then you know how you're going to react mostly to the situation as it appears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, is there anything that you wanted to leave us with, like a tip or some nugget of how to wearing your panties, what to eat, not eat anything?
Right. What not to eat?
Mexican. Don't eat Mexican. Sorry. I don't know.
No, like asparagus would probably not be the wisest thing for that 24 hours.
It wasn't even 24 hours.
Lots of fruit.
Yeah. I mean, it was... It was just like something to say, yes, I was wearing these, and
that's hot.
They were mine, and there's one thing that we still to this day say to each other, and it's make good choices in life, in all kinds of things. And there's times where I like stop and go because I tell him everything. Okay, is this gonna be hard to tell him? If it's gonna be hard to tell him, I probably shouldn't be doing this. in choices of recreational fun things that you do with your friends, and then getting in a car and you go, should I really be doing this? Probably not. Would he be, will he be, I like looked at him, is he going to be disappointed in this choice I make? And then I don't make it. And
so you became better people.
We became better people and unicorns come out of our butts.
That happened.
That happened.
How about you, Jeremy?
It was, I think for communication, just... Not, it's never brutally honest. It's just being honest. Because you can make it brutal. You could really make it harsh and violent and be truthful.
Rough, yeah.
But if you're just being honest, it's fine.
Yeah.
This is how it is. This is how I'm feeling. Or if I'm not feeling that, I really don't feel that. I mean, I want you to go have fun, but I don't feel very comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
And also being, we're our own selves. Like, we are our own people. If an event comes up and I really want to go to this event and he doesn't want to go, he won't go. He won't go and make me pay for it, which I think is something that couples do. Like, I feel like there needs to be a little bit more independence within your couplehood. And that would be
I have witnessed that between you two, because like you went to Lightning in a Bottle without him and just camped by yourself and just like found friends
to hang
out with.
I went by myself. Yeah, you were bold. I didn't even go with a friend.
Yeah, no, way to be a rock star.
Yeah, and I just made friends. Hi, I made friends with you.
Yeah.
That's your superpower.
Yeah, it's my superpower.
Way to be bold. Yeah. Anyway, gosh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Dave, we learned and grew as people. I feel that.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm
going to
murder all three of you.
Oh, my God. Run! No,
but I have a banana.
Oh, my kryptonite.
Foil. Yes!
No, thank you very much, Adrian and Jeremy. I really
appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for coming.
So
you're
glad.
Welcome.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great.
Dave, go Team Fun.
Go Team Fun.
Go Team Fun, guys.
Go Team Fun.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.